Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're dealing with is the ministry of laying on of hands. In this subject today, we'll be doing the doctrine of Christ and the doctrine of laying on of hands. This is the first part of a four-part series. The Bible has a great deal to say about the doctrine of laying on of hands. Therefore, it is surprising that many Christians do not see its importance or do not see why it's used in the ministry at all. But in Scripture, we see the laying on of hands is one of the half dozen fundamental principles of the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. I'll do the King James Version first. Verse 1, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundations of repentance from dead works, and of faith towards God, of the doctrines of baptism, and of laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment." Let me now go to the Amplified Version, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. "Therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrines of Christ the Messiah, advancing steadily towards the completeness and perfection that belong to spiritual maturity. Let us not again be laying the foundations of repentance, of abandoned dead works, and of faith by which you turn to God, with teachings, with purifying and laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment and punishment. These are all matters of which should have been fully aware of long ago." The laying on of hands is a theme that runs throughout the entire Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and should not be ignored in the principles of doing ministry. We see in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ." These six principles of the doctrine of Christ are what is laid in the foundation of every believer and their salvation and their faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. These are basic foundational stones that are set there and cannot be ignored, including the laying on of hands. They are 1, repentance; 2, faith towards God; 3, the doctrine of baptisms; 4, the laying on of hands; 5, the resurrection of the dead; and 6, eternal judgment. With faith towards God, we see in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." In the doctrines of baptism, there are 3 types of baptism spoken in the New Testament, the first one being the new birth, when a person is born again and baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. The second baptism is water baptism, the outward sign of an inward change or inward grace. The third baptism is the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the Bible evidence of speaking in tongues. But please note the fourth one, laying on of hands. It is scriptural, it is a doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it should not be ignored in ministry or in the life of a believer. Let us now go to the doctrine of laying on of hands. As I've said before, it goes throughout the entire Bible, but let's start at the Old Testament. Exodus chapter 29, verses 10, 15, and 19. "And thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his son shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock. They shall also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the ram. And they shall take a ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram." Here we see in this example of Scripture where the imperfections of the worshippers or the people were transferred by faith onto the sacrifice. We see in this Scripture where the sacrifice was a type of Christ in the future, where the imperfections were put by faith onto the sacrifice, and they received the perfections back from the sacrifice by faith. We see in the Bible, it tells us that Joshua had the same spirit of wisdom that Moses had, because Moses had laid hands upon him. This infers that whatever Moses had was transferred to Joshua by laying on of hands. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. Verse 9, "And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. So the Israelites listened to him and did as the Lord commanded Moses." Here we see quite well in Scripture that Moses, when he laid hands upon Joshua, Joshua received the same spirit of Moses. Therefore, there was a power transfer, from an anointing transfer from Moses to Joshua by the laying on of hands. We also see in the body of Christ in churches today that the ordinance of laying on of hands is where God's power is transmitted by faith from the minister of the gospel to the seeker. The most common place where you see laying on of hands is when a person is being ordained and separated unto ministry. This is where laying on of hands is put by the minister of the gospel, by the pastor, upon the person, and by faith that anointing is transferred to that person to step into ministry positions. Let us now go to Acts chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. I'm reading from the Amplified version here. Verse 2, while they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, separate now me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them. Then after fasting and praying, they put their hands upon them and they were sent away. The ministry of laying on of hands is not only for the ministering and ordination of ministers, but it goes far further into the body of Christ. We see in Acts chapter 6, seven men were selected to wait on tables, thus freeing up the apostles to give themselves continually to prayer and ministry of the word. The apostle laid hands upon the seven who were called deacons or helpers in Greek. The laying on of hands is not just limited to the ordinations of ministers of the gospel. However, in nearly all the instances in the Acts of the Apostles where people were filled with the Holy Spirit, they received by laying on of hands, with the exceptions, of course, the two spontaneous outpourings of the Spirit in Acts chapter 2. We can also see in Acts chapter 8, verse 17, where Peter and John laid their hands on Philip's Samaritan converts, and they received the Holy Spirit. We also see in Acts chapter 9, verse 6, where Paul laid hands upon the disciples at Ephesus, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Laying on of hands is not the only way people receive the Holy Spirit, but it is one method in ministry that God has put in position for the ministers, for the believers. The laying on of hands is a ministry that God has put in position for the minister of the gospel and for the believer, and it should not be ignored. Through the laying on of hands, anointing is transferred and power is transferred from the one laying on the hands to the person having the hands laid upon. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed the beginning of this subject. God bless. Until next time.